News when you want it with Bloomberg News Now. I'm Amy Morris. There's your closing bell for this Thursday afternoon on Wall Street, where traders were cautious ahead of Amazon's results and tomorrow's jobs data. And of course, we're going to have those numbers from Amazon for you shortly. But first, your closing numbers. We bring them to you each day here at Bloomberg. The S&P 500 gained 22 points. NASDAQ gained about 100 points. The Dow is down 126 points. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 4.43%, and the 2-year yield is at 4.2%. Amazon's fourth quarter net sales met estimates, but its first quarter operating income missed estimates. Shares of Amazon right now down about 3% in the post-market. Expedia shares are up nearly 8% in the post-market after fourth quarter adjusted earnings per share beat estimates. Let's turn now to Capitol Hill. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says he personally vetted the Treasury employees on Elon Musk's government efficiency team who have read-only access to federal payment data, and he says there's been no tinkering with the department's payment systems. He told Bloomberg's Saleha Mohsen that it is an operational review, not an ideological one.
This is no different than you would have at a private company. And by the way, the ability to change the system sits over at the Federal Reserve. So they could make suggestions on how to change the system. Then it would go to the Federal Reserve, and just like any large ERP system, there would be tests, there would be this, there would be that, and then the Fed will determine whether these changes are robust or not.
Bessent's department had been an early focus of the Department of Government Efficiency, that is the Musk-led effort to identify wasteful spending and modernize federal technology. A U.S. district judge has temporarily delayed tonight's deadline for federal workers to decide on a Trump administration offer to resign with a promise of months of full pay. The judge's order blocks the administration from implementing the offer until a hearing on Monday, which allows time for proper consideration of the issues. The judge did not express an opinion on the legality of the program. More than 50,000 federal employees, that's about 2% of the workforce, had already signed up for the resignation offer ahead of the original deadline. And a second federal judge in 2 days has blocked the president's executive order ending birthright citizenship for the children of parents who are in the U.S. illegally. The judge decried what he described as the administration's treatment of the Constitution and said Trump was trying to change it with an executive order. The Senate is poised to vote on whether to confirm Russell Vought to a top administration role after Democrats staged a marathon session to oppose his nomination as director of the Office of Management and Budget. Senator Patty Murray denounced the attempted halt in government spending and mass firing of government workers.
We are talking about hundreds of billions of dollars in federal spending that Congress, us, passed, that our communities are counting on, and that Mr. Vought has made painfully clear he will not think twice about illegally blocking it. Giving this man the power to enact his illegal schemes will do real harm.
Vought was involved in writing the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025 and worked as policy director for the 2024 Republican National Committee's Platform Committee. Jamison Greer, President Trump's nominee as U.S. Trade Representative, told the Senate Finance Committee that decades of opening the U.S. economy to free trade in hopes other trading partners would follow suit has become a disadvantage.
We need to have a pragmatic trade policy where we're looking sometimes sector by sector, sometimes economy-wide, often on a bilateral basis. How can we emphasize our areas of competitiveness, technology, agriculture, advanced manufacturing, as opposed to just having a default trade policy of let's liberalize everything and see where the chips fall?
Greer advocated restructuring the international trading system and defended the president's aggressive actions against Canada and Mexico as he testified before the Senate. U.S. jobless claims are running near historic lows heading into tomorrow's monthly jobs report. Bloomberg's Vinnie Del Giudice with that story.
The Labor Department reports weekly jobless claims totaled 219,000, higher than the prior week, but generally in line with pre-COVID levels. The data are consistent with a labor market that Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell describes as pretty stable. Separate data from outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas show U.S. employers planned fewer job cuts in January. Vinnie Del Giudice, Bloomberg Radio.
That's news when you want it with Bloomberg News Now. I'm Amy Morris. This is Bloomberg.